Every year, the fifth Sunday of Lent signals a very important point in our path towards the Passion of the Lord that is something that we can even see, we could say, in a dramatic way. These days, called Passiontide, are marked especially by the covering of all the statues and especially of the cross. This practice can really help us because it is always, even in some way, humanly speaking, shocking to come to the church or to see the church and see everything covered. This can help us to wake up, to shake off any kind of routine, and hopefully to be more attentive to what is happening these days. These days of Lent, of course, but also these days in our history, in which we need, almost desperately, we could say, an answer to our situation. And the Lord is giving us today a clear and beautiful answer, the answer, in the gospel. So let us just reflect on one aspect of what we heard today and see how that can bring light to our life. When Jesus heard that his friend Lazarus was ill, this is what we read. He remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Now, as we know because of the story, this delay was impactful, was crucial. When he arrived, Lazarus was already dead. So why did Jesus do that? Why did he choose to stay there for 2 extra days? This was really confusing for those who were mourning. Both Martha and Mary, when they came to Jesus, said the same thing. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And even the other ones who were there weeping as well were confused as well. And they asked, could he not have done something so that this man would not have died? And perhaps we can understand these questions very well these days. Days in which more or less and in different ways, we also experience some confusion. We understand these difficult questions. Where is God now? Could he not be doing more for us? Why is he, if we may say so, apparently so slow? And Jesus himself gives us a very clear answer to these questions in the words he said to his disciples, which are mysterious. I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Humanly speaking, if we may, reverence, but also frankly, it feels as if God is late already. And this might be hard. This might even hurt in some way. But we also have the certainty that God knows better what we need the most, which in the end, as he said, is that we believe, faith, and eternal life. Jesus did not come into the world to banish any kind of illness and pain. If that was the case, he would have failed. He came to transform everything, even illness and suffering, into occasions to obtain that one life that will never end. And this being absolutely true and a source of hope, however, we need to say as well that he is not indifferent to our cries. It is not as if he uses the suffering, the illness, and the death that we see these days in a cold and pragmatic way, just in order to achieve something that he wants. He suffers with us. He weeps. And today's gospel is such a beautiful source of comfort. God weeps. He did not come to banish all weeping, but to transform our way of weeping. And the gospel is very precise about this. It distinguishes in the words used to describe the weeping of everyone else and the weeping of Jesus. There were different, similar, but also different actions. They were weeping in despair. That was the end. Jesus with hope. He knows that that was not the end, that that pain can be the occasion for something good, even better than what they had before. And so, can the situation we are all living in these days be an occasion for something even better than what we had before? Probably, if we speak just in a practical way, even in a physical way, it feels hard to say yes. But spiritually, it can certainly be the case. And Jesus is saying to us those same words he said to Martha. Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Now, we know that life is different, and life will be different for us. Probably most of our plans and routines have already changed. Probably some of the crazy busyness that became our normal life is not there, at least not in a normal way for most of us. So what will happen now? Will we take advantage of this situation to think again, to rethink maybe, about our lives and our work and our priorities? Will we choose to spend more time, more quality time with our relatives, our families, our friends, even if at a distance? Will we pray more? Will we believe more? And so as we get ready for a unique and in many ways difficult Holy Week, let us pray hard, more quality, but also more, just more. Let's pray more these days. Both for a healing for this pandemic, but also for a time of renewal in our faith. Jesus has the power to heal, and we need to believe that and pray for that. He also has the power to give us that different life that will never end, and we need to long for that. So may we believe in him now more than ever. And if we do, he will show us at Easter his glory. We will see his glory. Not in the way we're used to, but in a surprisingly new and beautiful way. He will not disappoint us.